I'm so completely and totally, absolutely, positively going to the gas station. It's not even a question. The decision was made before I left the house, before I walked out, before I had shoes on. Like, oh yeah, yes. Go to the gas station, get something to drink. It's warm here in the car. I should probably condition this air. It got hot again while I was out of town, and like yesterday it was like 88 degrees. Which is just stupid. What am I going to get at the gas station? I'm going to not get a Lemonade Rockstar Recovery because I've got a case of those at home. I just didn't have one cold to take with me today, which has afforded us this opportunity to, you know, spread our wings a little bit and maybe check out something else. I don't know if there's much new to check out, though. I might just get a Rockstar punched, like the zero punched. All right, we'll see. I'll see what I can find. new shit. All right. I got two drinks that I don't think I've ever seen before. I'm going to put my seatbelt on here. Okay, so I got Rockstar Pure Zero Lemonade. This isn't Rockstar Recovery Lemonade. It's Pure Zero Lemonade. I guess the recovery is 10 calories and it's not carbonated, so I guess this would be a little different than that. And I also get Rockstar Juiced Tropical Passion Fruit. Energy plus juice. Made with real juice. Let's turn it over here. How much real juice? 10% juice. 10%. No caffeine indicator on the juiced. Okay, on the back here, it says 160 milligrams per can. That's not that much. The Pure Zero says, has the big logo, 240 milligrams per can. So we're going to go with that one. We're going to go with the lemonade here. And maybe I'll save the other one for the podcast. I think it's weird that they're making an additional lemonade. But I guess, you know, the Pure Zero is 0 calories instead of 10, so there's that. And I guess it would be carbonated, right? Man in a suit, washing his windshield at the gas station. It's a song I just wrote. What's my inspiration? Oh, you know, just the state of the world. So I guess this is when I don't shake up. Because it's not a recovery. You shake the recoveries. Oh. What are you doing? Okay. Nope. I had big plans about plugging in my phone, and then the light turned. Now here we are. Phone, driving a car. Okay. They call them Duke. Lemonade Rockstar Recovery.com. He really wants he wants you to look at the girls with the Daisy Dukes on. He's like, please, please. So it's not just me over here doing this. Help me out with this. He feels shy. He feels weird. He's like, it's weird if I'm the only one staring at the girls. Help me stare at the girls. The worst fucking wingman I've ever rolled with, bruh. What about here? Oh. Rush Limbaugh's man.
Talking over this duck beat right here that I put together. I want to hear some of Def Ron. You know what I'm saying? It's together. We can get paid in full. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I should leave off, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole-up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I've learned to earn cause I'm righteous.
I feel feels great.
So maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, this man do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of this, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got cool. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid for. I can't. Check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine. My girl is definitely mad because it took us too long to do this album. Yo, I hear what you're saying. So let's just pump the music up and count our money. Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking. And we out of here. Yo, what happened to peace?
Peace. It's weird that this song became as popular as it did. Considering it just has like one verse. I mean, obviously it's got these fucking cuts at the end.
shot. MCA's in the motherfucking house.
Gia.
And it ain't nothing but a Compton thing, y'all. And we ain't nothing but niggas on the run. And this goes out to my niggas. Gia. A fucked up childhood. It's not the way I am. It's got me in the state where I don't give a damn. Somebody help me, but no, they don't hear me though. I guess I'll be another victim of the ghetto. Ain't no escaping cause I'm way too young. Pops is dealing and on top of that got mom sprung. Sleeping off the top, pops never bigger. Daddy go down by the hands of another nigga. Now my pops is gone and that ain't no good. Got to follow in the footsteps of the honeys from the hood. And what's the role model? Niggas put me through in my fucking baby bottle. Damn, and through all the motherfucking pain, they done drove my mom's insane. So I guess I gotta do work, so I ain't finished. I go work to be a straight up menace. Gia. Come on, y'all. Straight up menace. Now I'm up age and living in the projects. Getting paid on the books and the county checks.
All right. Not gonna wait. For the tunnel. I wanna know what this alternate lemonade tastes like. I'm not opposed to like a sparkling lemonade, like a carbonated lemonade. It has a weaker lemon flavor than the recovery. It is carbonated, which is nice. And it does have, a lot of milligrams of caffeine in one of these, I guess, medium-sized cans, what we have to call them now. Well, no, I mean, it's a tall can. But it's not like the super tall battery looking fucking thing that they also sell. But the flavor is very weak, which actually, in a way, it kind of, and it tastes like an energy drink version of this. I'm not gonna say, hey, run out and buy this because holy shit, it's finally here, you can get it. It kind of tastes like a CC lemon, but with more, a little bit more energy drink back end. But the carbonation, it's like it kind of tastes like a CC lemon, which also I would say has kind of a weak, like its lemon flavor is not as prominent as it could be in a CC lemon. The chemically energy drink taste is not super harsh. There's just a hint of it at the end of the drink. In the aftertaste portion, you get a little bit of that. Oh, hey, hello. Yeah, it's not bad. I think I prefer recovery. But I like lemon as a flavor, so a more prominent lemon is a positive to me. Finally, some instructions on this. Man's a teacher. He's like KRS-One that way.
I know I'm the new guy, so maybe I don't get it, but why are you all so miserable?
What are you talking about?
Just give me the fucking audition. We get to talk to movie stars in beautiful hotels with free food for cash money. Most people would kill for that chance.
My young, sweet Padawan, we'll get you jaded yet.
Yeah, man, that's a clip from a new series, Heather, that from the moment I watched the first episode, I've just been... My mouth has just been stuck on open. I've been flabbergasted by what I saw. And I had to laugh at it at the same time because I think it's extremely funny.
Okay, that's a good reason to laugh at something.
It gives you an inside peek into the world of journalists who go to movie junkets and deal with the artists and what goes on, what ensues around all of that that may not have anything to do with the actors or the movie. And I find it fascinating because... I've sat in a few junkets and thought this is the weirdest factory thing I've ever experienced. And you get like 2 minutes or 5 minutes to ask somebody the same questions that everybody else was asking and watch them pretend like they're excited to answer them. It's just the weirdest thing working on junkets. So my good friend, co-worker of many years, Josh Horowitz, who to me is one of the funniest people I know. I've always told him this. He's done a slew of shows, After Hours on MTV, and he's worked with he hosts our movie awards for MTV, and he's our in-house movie critic at MTV and Viacom. And then his office, you know, his office was right next to mine, and he actually put me in a cameo, one of his quirky ass skits that he does that seemed to get a lot of metrics. Josh Horowitz is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. That's the introduction to my wife. That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here, man.
Thank you, Sway. Right back at you.
Okay,
you
now set you, the standard. You introduced the guests.
Well, to my left is my cohort, my collaborator, my good buddy, Mr. Ben Lines, who's also traversed the junket circuit with me for many years. You know him from E and Extra. And
I'm a citizen of Sway in the Morning.
Yeah!
I'm starstruck by Heather B. I see Wonder out way too often, and I listen to your show every day, so it's good to be here.
I was going
to
say, this is like Make-A-Wish Foundation kind of stuff for him. This is making his life. This is the reason we did the show, to get him in here. So we're psyched to be here, man.
This is good to have you, Ben. And I've watched your work over the years and crossed paths with you as well. And the fact that you two got together, I didn't know if it was a gay thing or y'all just was like, I guess.
Not that kind of show, yeah.
I didn't know what was going on, but I knew he was married. I didn't know. I didn't ask questions.
No. Don't ask, don't tell.
This is one of those, like, plots. I mean, one of these subjects that I didn't know how is this going to be interesting. You know, and it is. Quite interesting.
We hope so, yeah. I mean, we thought, like, we talked for years, Ben and I have been, like, on this crazy circuit where, I mean, what we saw in going to hotel rooms around the world, like, we literally pretty much met on a junket in Bora Bora for the movie Couples Retreat.
The better the trip, the worse the movie.
Yeah.
It's usually the rule, right?
Really?
So, we had a great time in Bora Bora, but I don't think we're going to see Couples Retreat 2 anytime soon.
We're rooting for it, believe me. But,
FaceTime Love was in there, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. Exactly. And we just noticed that, like, as interesting as, like...
Faison got paid. He went to Bora Bora. Everybody relaxed.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn,
Vince Vaughn, Favreau. But we noticed that, like, as cool as, like, the people we were talking to, like, the quote-unquote talent, like, the crazy people like us from websites and local affiliates, there was, like, this, like, high school hierarchy where everybody was, like, battling each other, hating each other behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
And we just thought...
Hey, starting to sound real familiar.
Comedy. With, like, the rub of celebrity in it, too.
And we got a lot of actors to come on and play themselves. Josh Duhamel's in the first episode for his film Spaceman. He's amazing on it.
Can we stop right there for a second? Can we breathe on Josh? Josh Duhamel, what's some of his biggest work?
Transformers.
Transformers 2.
Transformers 2.
Transformers 3. Revenge of the Fallen. Come on, guys.
Transformers 5.
Yeah. But the funny part is, in the episode, he doesn't want to talk about Transformers at all. It's like, he's like, please stop talking about it.
That's what happens, you know, when you're an actor and you have a small passion indie project, but you're known for something else, you know, a journalist will come in and only ask you about that other thing. So he shows up in the first episode, and it's hilarious. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, by the end of the episode, he's showing a lot of himself. Not ruining anything.
Oh, you don't
get it. Go for it.
Josh is jacking off on the episode. He's masturbating in the stairwell.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, it was fun having them at the premiere. My parents last night.
Well, gosh, it's called Junketeers, by the way, if we didn't say it enough. How'd you get him to jack off?
It's surprisingly really easy. Didn't really have to do much.
Yeah, you know, that was the thing, man, is that these actors know how absurd this world is, too, because they're a part of it, so they were down to poke fun at it as well. And we had Anthony Mackie and Chloe Moretz and... Kate Mara and Kristen Bell. Yeah. Like, they realize that this is a broken system that exists. So having to talk about your film, promote it for 2 days. So they were down to play and have some fun and jack off in the stairwell.
It's not real, is it?
No, he's really doing it.
I don't think he was.
No, Josh.
Okay.
He's really doing it.
I wasn't looking. I was not in the hallway.
Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't method acting.
No, he was going at it. Man.
Okay, if you want to believe that, go for it.
No, he's really doing it. You see his ass.
You do see his ass. What happened, actually, the funny story was, at the end of the episode, I actually went up to him between takes, and I'm like, hey, in this next take, maybe you... Because he's supposed to be pretending to jack off. And I'm like, maybe you want to take down your pants. I didn't mean everything. I just meant, like, you know, keep your boxers on.
Yeah.
I walk out of the hallway. I see on the monitor everything. And I'm like, okay, he's going for it.
That was our first day of shooting.
Welcome to the Junketeers.
Chloe Moretz is a citizen of Sway in the Morning.
Nice.
I love that young lady.
She's great.
Talented. How old is she?
She's like 18, 19.
19, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
One of the junketeers tries to pretend like they're the same age, and they realize quickly that, wow, she's 19 years old. And all of a sudden, Kick-Ass is like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But she's been doing it for a while. We created a fake movie for her on our show, Junketeers. She plays Gloria Steinem in a biopic directed by Ava DuVernay. So that was really funny, I thought. Which I would totally go and see that movie, by the way. But yeah, so Chloe was down. She, you know, and she's at that age when people are asking, who are you dating?
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight? So, you know, working at E! News, you can imagine the questions I was told by my bosses to ask over the years.
Yeah.
And anything I always kind of, anything like, but the movie, right? So I kind of had to walk that line a lot when I was doing it. So that's sort of the inspiration for that episode.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, we have, so like the five main characters, each of them has their own agenda. We've got like Deckard, the movie nerd who wants to know about Transformers, and then we've got like, you know, celebrity wow correspondent Brittany Fox who wants to know about you know, your diet tips and everything, and we've met hundreds of Brittany Foxes between you and I.
Kevin
Donnelly is our washed up kind of like, you know, maybe he was like Ryan Seacrest 20 years ago, but now he's fallen on hard times and he's drinking and doing everything. He's by the way, the most fun to write for because all the bile in my system comes out of his mouth.
Out of his mouth. You guys wrote all of this stuff.
It's all our lives, man. Yeah, it's inspired by our crazy experiences. We have an episode where a couple of the actors, we have Tom Felton and Emily Ratajkowski, stuck in an elevator.
Uh-huh.
That's inspired. I was stuck in an elevator with Jimmy Fallon at Comic-Con. And so, like, you know, these things, these bizarre situations happen.
And the thing, too, is the challenge was, honestly, so I was like, not making it so inside that people who don't know movie junkets, who haven't sat down with, you know, the President of the United States and interviewed him, right? Like, there's people who aren't from that world.
You mean people haven't done that?
Yeah, so...
You guys haven't sat down with POTUS?
You know, could still have fun with it. Like, it's a fun workplace comedy with some absurd characters. You don't have to know the language of publicists in Hollywood to really enjoy it.
Wow, man. This is like a dream come true for you guys, man. That's just...
It's basically therapy.
It's therapy?
Yeah. The Comedy Central paid for our therapy to, like, get... exercise our demons.
I gotta be honest, my dream came true when I was 21 years old. I worked for Duck Down Records and Buckshot.
True, huh?
Yep. Shout out to Shucky. And I went to Los Angeles to take photos of Buckshot doing an interview with you that we used in the This Goes Out to You video. All you Duck Down heads out there.
Oh, man, wait,
I thought, I was like,
oh,
I was like,
no,
that's my, that's it. I was like, I can't, what else is there to do?
This is why we're here.
Besides,
what the year was that?
2002, maybe? I was like, what? I made it. Like, I can retire. I took photos of Buckshot doing an interview with Sway, and it's in a music video. I have nothing left to prove. So.
And then 14 years later, you get a new kid.
Producing for Comedy Central. Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
So, when is this airing on Comedy Central?
It's out there right now.
Okay.
You can stream all 8 episodes. The beauty of it is you can watch the entire season in 45 minutes. It's on Comedy Central's YouTube and Snapchat and everywhere you get digital content nowadays.
Super
and,
short.
Check it out.
Okay.
Season 2, what's up? Heather B., come on, season 2.
Oh, man. I'm down. Me and Sway.
We need all of you.
Wait, what's up?
Yeah, we're going to come back. Reason why they're here, because Josh promised me a cameo.
Oh, all
right, okay. So,
Ben just promised me while we're working out a deal.
You can find Junketeers on YouTube right now.
YouTube, Comedy Central YouTube. Check it out.
Okay, check it out. You have any questions for these guys? Because this is an interesting format. They're only about, what, 6-7 minutes?
Exactly.
Okay, and that's kind of where things are now.
Yeah, it's a sweet spot. I mean, we found that, I mean, in watching it, it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, honestly, if you don't like one guest star, the next one's coming at you 3 or 4 minutes later. We love this format. We shot it in a week. It was a real labor of love. We were able to bang out these episodes. That being said, hey, we'd love to make this a 30-minute show. That's obviously the ultimate goal. We think there's a lot of story here. But in the current form, we love it. I mean, we watched it last night with family and friends, 45 minutes in one chunk, and it works. It's great.
It works. Okay, Josh Horowitz, Ben Lyons are here. 888-742-3345. Junketeers is the name of the series. Call these dudes.
I would probably watch that just because I feel like I've crossed paths with that sort of situation like just enough. Like not quite the same way. Like movie junkets are fucking weird. And I've never gone on one. I know plenty of people who have. And video game junkets are their own weird thing, where they're just way less organized. It's like a movie. It's like if a movie junket was put together by someone who's never done one of these things before. Every single time, somehow. Like, it's always like, did you want an interview? Okay, okay, we can get you in 45 minutes. Like, the assembly line nature of it is broken a little bit in a way that you almost wish was better. But then at the same time, like, I don't know. At some point, it just didn't make sense anymore to do interviews at events like that because those people are so, keyed up on their five bullet points that they really are just giving the same interview over and over again. So it's kind of not a lot of point to it.
bop like that. And custom mix stacks fin to fit your mood. When you listen on your phone with the SiriusXM app.
Song now, I'm like kind of surprised that he was as popular as he was. Like, that just feels like a lifetime ago, a world in which Ludacris could thrive. I think he's good in the Fast and Furious movie. I think he's well suited for those roles. I don't have a problem with Ludacris at all. I just like. All that stuff just sounds real dated to me. That Bow Wow, formerly Lil Bow Wow, was retiring from music. He was put out an album, and he's putting out an album or put out an album or something, and then said that he was done with hip hop. And I don't I can't name a single Bow Wow song. Not one. I don't remember what one sounds like. Like, what is some Lil Bow Wow lyrics? Like, nothing. Nothing. I don't... I was more shocked by the news that he was continuing to put out music at all. Honestly. But I liked him in The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. I thought he was good there. And I'm sure he's done quite well for himself. And I don't want to take anything away from Mr. Wow. But I cannot name a single song. You know what? I'm gonna use this fucking Apple Music subscription for something of real value. Play some Lil Bow Wow.
Looking for Lil Bow Wow.
Aren't we? It's on the radio, I gotta. This is Lil Secret featuring Bow Wow by Lil Twist. I want some, like, genuine, like, a Bow Wow track, not... This is the only track it is queued up in the playlist, I'm guessing. All right. Play some Bow Wow. Again, this is a track that he's just merely featured on.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3... Has
yep.
it plain to see?
Yep.
I go by the name of
Jamaican
Free.
This there so so that free man, free
man. Oh, shit!
I think they like him. Oh, 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 I think they like him.
Oh, I think they like me. They heard me on the other way. So it's only right that I hit you with a like. Oh, I think they like me. They heard me on the other way. So it's only right that I hit you with a like.
Yeah, they like me. Haters wanna fight me. Yeah, mad cause I came up overnight. B. Yeah, I switched it up. I got a knock off tight. So you better do the right thing like Spidey. Yeah, I'm super clean. Rock jeans with a white tee. Songs, but I know I need a bite. If you ask it, figures, you'll be just like me. Yeah, they mad cause I'm shining like the light.
Latest release.
Yeah, they motherfucker.
We in the club from 2012.
Oops.
Okay, all right.
We in a club, shit's packed. If it ain't rosé, then we send this shit back. Roll it up, we smoke back to back. Don't act up in here, homie, you don't want that.
Hey, this is a song for the real niggas, real niggas. Hey, this is a song for the real niggas, real niggas. Hey, this is a song for the real niggas. Hey, what it do? Where you from? Did that, huh?
Hermes belt cost $650. If your girl look, then your girl leave with me. Niggas looking, but they don't want no issues. Cause for the right price, we can make your homies miss you. Now I'm ballin' like a motherfucker. B-I-M-P, and you just a handcuff. I'm from Raleigh. Drop top. Rap gang got it in a headlight. I keep 7 grams in a blunt. Keep another shorty on the side, just in case she front. Keep my shades on, swagger on right. Bitches be fucking, I ain't got all night. What is? We in the club, shit's packed. If it ain't rosé, then we send this shit back. Roll it up, we smoke back to back. Don't act up in here, homie, you don't want that.
Hey, this is a song for the real niggas, real niggas. Hey, this is a song for the real niggas, real niggas. Hey, this is a song for the real niggas. Hey,
you're right. I mean, you can't have this CJ Mustard cut without someone shouting hey in the background. I feel like it's really missing that.
My niggas don't know how to act. White tees, Levi's, and a snapback. Niggas hating in the club, better stop that. So much cash here, nigga so crack. Million on my wrist, got your girl on my dick. Young money, cash money, nigga, we shit. Tech, let a D-click, bring it back. One time, it's the crack, go crazy.
crazy when they hit a baseline. They gon' bumpin' on the fly, bangin' in the street. And you know it's a hit as long as muscles on the beat. Now where we at?
Let's go.
If it ain't rosé, then we send this shit back. Roll it up, we smoke back to back. Don't act up in here, homie, you don't want that,
Hey, this is a song for the real niggas, real niggas. Hey, this is a song for the real niggas, real niggas. Hey, this is a song for the real niggas. Hey, what it do when you from this thing, You a liar, you a liar. Ain't nobody fucking with you, you a liar. You a liar, you a liar. Ain't nobody fucking with you, you a liar.
For my bad bitch, where they at?
This sounds like a beat that Mustard is laying around.
Like, oh yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, sure, here. Yeah, okay, yeah, Bow Wow was trying. Okay, I mean, that's crazy. But okay, sure, yeah, no, I've got one. Yeah. Let me just put some more claps over part of it. I'll send them out. Yeah, here, here.
Hey, this is a song for the real niggas, real niggas. Hey, this is a song for the real niggas. Hey, what it do when you from the back, Yeah. Guess who back? YMCMB.
I guess Bow Wow at some point signs to Lil Wayne's stuff in 2012. I didn't know that. It's like when Hammer was going to sign to Death Row. More by Bow Wow. See all. Yes. Show me all this Bow Wow. Jack City Part 2 by Bow Wow. Bow Wow's album, The Price of Fame, from 2006.
This like Shia Marshall's diary. I've been dealing with the price of fame from the beginning of this year until now, even to this day. Every artist goes through that point. You know, whatever happens, that mental breakdown. I'm dealing with the price of fame. I hear that term all the time, but I don't think people really understand what that means.
Hey, Bob, what you gonna do on this 25th album, homeboy? Yeah, you gotta let people know. I hear dudes talking in the street saying you can't do this, you can't do that. You gotta let them know you on your grind. It's crunch time, baby. Dub, let's get it.
Fifth album, still fresh.
Fifth album.
New money, big checks. I'm the prince of the hip-hop game. Right. All you other little, stay in your lane. I see y'all doing your thing, but y'all like this, man. Took me 13 years to get like
13
this,
years?
Man.
Wow.
Bentley, GT,
time.
Riding on rims like the franchise boys. I'm a franchise boy on every magazine. See, the girls love all of them. But you can't place no one above them. Number one draft pick, young bad reason. I make this whole rap thing look so easy. I make the crowd.
He's calling himself Young Bow Weezy. I don't think that works.
Chain, man, it's kind of breezy. And I get cash money like Lil Weezy. Please believe me, man, I got Ohio running with me. Been through a lot of books. In the past,
this is radio edit bullshit.
Couple rumors, I know how it is. Big said it best. More money, more problems.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's go over to 2009's New Jack City Part 2.
You ready, Bob?
Yeah.
Let's go to hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Call me Lamborghini Mosso. 614.
Columbus.
Yeah, we say, bro.
Yeah.
Hopping out the Hummer.
Okay.
Get them big trucks.
Yeah.
30-inch rims. Yeah, I like the scope. I can't hear in front.
Wow.
I like the ball a lot. Ain't 80s rappers. Big black Jamie Foxx. So cocky, call him Young Willie Beeman. Ballin' on you niggas, see me during the off season.
Okay.
And they know me everywhere I go. They got low cash. Call that shit CB4. Oh, when I turn 22, bitch, I'm wildin'. And all the girls say he got game like Ray Allen. And my watch is all pave, a fly nigga. It ain't hard to tell, like now I say. And I'm the best, that's what I say. And I'm a champion,
what?
Like Kanye. Yep, now what you know about me? Cause I'm a ball till I fall.
What?
Get that paper.
What?
Stun on these niggas, give a damn about a hater.
This what money look like.
What?
This what money did, this what money look like.
Shit, I tried to tell them.
This what money look like.
What?
This what money did, this what.
Apparently, Hammer put something out in 2015.
kills, and it's listed as, wait, is this mistagged? It's listed as electronic. Actually, what Hammer is doing now. We'll listen to The Funky Headhunter from 1994. The album that spawned such hits as Pumps and a Bump.
Once again, it's your announcer, Be Down. I'm taking you on a journey from the flatlands of Oak Town to the rolling hills of Fremont and beyond.
Oh, wow. From Oakland to Fremont. That's huge.
During this journey, you'll be transported. Taken on a ride to a world in which only true facts and energies exist. To a spot where only one man can rule or reigns imperial. It's in this place that dwells one of the truest of Max. A street soldier, definitely on a mission. A mission that many have believed to be impossible to repeat. Yeah. But now's the time that we release a brand new funk. A funk that can only be brought to the forefront by a true player. A king of the Mac game. The ultimate.
Ultimate. OG. Ultimate OG. Yeah. MC Hammer. Everyone calls him that.
The funky head.
Yo, what's up, baby boy? Here. The Hammer's definitely in the house. I'm returning to claim the fame, the funk, and the true magic. Yeah. So all you wanna be Roughnecks and wanna be Max. Stick yourself.
What?
Yeah. I heard everything you said. Hammer this, hammer that. Yeah, I heard all that. It's all good. But I'm about to break you off something real proper. So make room for the funky headhunter. Or better yet, don't make room. I'ma take mine. I took everything from you anyway, yeah. 25 million records, 20 countries, and got love from 100 million.
Okay.
You know you can't fade. And now, I'ma do it like this. Yeah. Like this.
Beyond. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stick yourself.
Old town. Do you know about my city?
Old town.
The city of
old. Old town.
Oh, don't you know?
Old town.
Do you know about my city?
Old town.
The city of
old. Old town.
Oh, don't you know? Now let's take a little trip down memory lane. My brothers played nothing but the big days. He's 14 and 73rd. Well, the slang is home to sell it bird. And if he goes ready back, don't it cause slipping, cause he probably kept a little more.
Less than 30 seconds into the first song on the album, and he's already made a reference to selling cocaine.
They all know about the 6-9 bill. Right now, MacArthur, don't get that trick, or you'll be sitting on bricks. My time is not big, you better believe that if you slip, you're about to get back. This smoked in a place on Oakland.
Funky
fucking headhunter trapped in this tunnel drinking this lemonade. And not a real be it wasn't about the body, you stacked up for the money you back up, and when it came standing around, you never backed up. Another day, another episode, dreams got bored. Another story to be told to the young bucks. A future hoodlum's coming up, show them the ropes these days. They paid the stopping fools are running up. Oh, here we go. Keeping track four, something for the OGs. Hammer's got something for the OGs. Something for the OGs, something for the OGs. This is how it should be done. Something for the OGs, something for the OGs. I had to pick y'all up. It's for my homies. Something for the OGs, something for the OGs. This is how it should be done. Something for the OGs, something for the OGs. I had to pick y'all up. Now this cuts here strictly for the OGs. So show us the ropes when they were coming up and down the fools. I don't know if the OGs would like this song. I don't know. That, you know. Whenever we need a protection, the 2Gs. That's from the 2Bs. Before all these marks, perpetrators and wannabes. You're straight high side like a genius. So I'ma give my little something to bump it beside you. Something for the OGs, something for the OGs. This is how it should be done. Something for the OGs, something for the OGs. I had to get it. I mean, let's get to the hit. Break them off something proper. It's like Wesley Willis or Cool Keith. Just every song is just him shouting the name of the song over and over again at the beginning. Get it on. Indeed. Finally, Hammer slapping back, clapping back at A Tribe Called Quest. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can stay if you baby enjoy. Some kids just have some protection. Or I'ma have your head for my played out rapper's collection. Just like Pentagrass, lights out. The rest of you kicking it best, so I suggest you just keep his name out your mouth. Cause you got him to diss him a fast son. Get out when you can. I'll get your bad one. You better believe that I'm dropping you. Get on your ass. I'm breaking them off something proper. You say yeah, boy. We're about to break them off something proper. Oh, man. Break them off.
break them off like the rest you was trying to get paid. These days you walking around the ring because I'm known to blow my way like a hand grenade. We don't get pressed for jumping punks, you ain't in our league. And after slanging these bees, fools please. I'm a high speed bait boy, nuts in the pokey head hunter, so I can't get enough head.
This what?
I get upset.
Good job.
MC, I'm making it home a mortuary. I had to grab to put them to sleep like a sedative to get inside the air, and no, I had to be a relative. You all about as weird as your Jeff from, but you, we have no use, so we gonna execute you like Jeff.
All right. Let's listen to the title cut, The Funky Headhunter.
Yo, Ham, what's up, man?
Oh, man.
What's up, B-Down?
Ain't nothing, man. What you think about all the fellas out there talking all that junk about you, man?
I'm trapped in this tunnel, and I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you know how they do it, man. They talk pro-black, but they'll stab you straight in your back. But you know, traitors got to go. I can't even fade
them. Yeah, so what you gonna do, man?
I ought to bust them in the back of their head.
Bust them in the back of their head. Put on fire in the back of their head.
One you can't touch.
Suckers getting mad cause over 20 million sold. And now they try to diss cause it can't get cold. I was born in a hole. Now I'm making control. Big boy deep is the way we roll. I'm looking for the punks talking to Jake on the tracks. The hammer don't hurt them, days are over. These are the days of the payback. I'm up on the hill looking down. Biggity fat rap cat number one, pound for pound. Punks.
Yeah, you runners. Beware of the hammer.
This is
the
terrible.
Funky head hunter.
Something else. Oh yeah, Pumps It Above reprise. Yeah, it's really.
Can we hide?
I'm gonna go. And I'm gonna go find a bathroom. I'll see you later. Have a good day. Thank you.